We really put an egg in there.
Oh, really?
We really put a real egg in the nest. Really.
All right, well, if, okay, what are dishes made out of?
China.
All right, and so have you ever heard of an egg like that?
No.
Never heard of a China egg?
Mm.
All right, what do you use to carry water in?
A pail.
Okay, what's a pail?
A bucket.
Okay, is the difference in a pail and a bucket?
Well, you can call them both the same.
Well, if one's made out of wood, what would it be?
A wooden bucket.
And if it was made out of metal, it would be a...
A pail.
Is that a distinction?
I think that would make a distinction in it.
All right. And that, would you carry milk in a bucket or a pail?
You would carry on there in a pail. I never used a bucket because the bucket is wooden. I would never use a bucket to put milk in.
All right.
Put it in a pail so you can sterilize it.
Well, would you call it something else if it was made out of plastic or something like that? Instead of metal?
Yeah, you can call it a plastic bucket. You really can.
All right. But you wouldn't call it a plastic pail?
No, I don't think I would.
All right. Well, what kind of cooking utensils do you have?
Oh, stainless steel.
Well, name some of the different kinds.
A master craft. My husband bought me a coffee pot.
Oh, that's nice.
Some 20 years ago, I imagine. It's old now, but I still use it. If you would clean it up, it looks like new. It's master craft.
Uh-huh.
It's stainless steel.
Well, you have a kind of container that you might carry food into the pigs?
A pot.
All right. Well, what would it be? Like leftovers, you might put little bit, might scrape plates.
Slop.
Huh?
That's what you would call
the
stuff?
Is that what you call it?
Uh-huh.
That the stuff is called slop?
Uh-huh.
What do you put that in?
A slop bucket, we call it.
Now, what would it be like?
Plastic. I use plastic to put it in.
And you use a plastic bucket?
Uh-huh. A plastic bucket.
Uh-huh. And you might have to cook eggs in?
Torcha. A frying pan.
All right. And
a skillet.
Now, what's the difference in a frying pan and a skillet?
They're both similar to the same. They are, I would call a frying pan is a lightweight metal, and a skillet would be a heavy iron. That's what I call a skillet, is a heavy iron.
Well, if you had one with legs on it, would that have a name?
I call it an iron pot. We just call them little iron pots.
Uh-huh. And what about something you might have to boil potatoes in or something like that?
A kettle.
Uh-huh.
Iron kettle.
What's it made out of?
Iron. A kettle is made from iron.
And what do you have to put flowers in?
A flower pot?
Well, this would be something you might cut some flowers and stick them in there.
Oh, a vase, we call it.
And what do you eat with at the table?
A fork and knife and spoon, that silverware.
All right, and if you can have a spoon and a knife and a fork, then if you had two of them?
I'd have knives.
All right, and what do you do to the dishes after you eat off?
Wash them.
Right. And then after, you have to get the soap off the dishes, so you...
Rinse them and sterilize them in hot water.
All right. And what do you use to dry them off?
I use a drying cloth.
All right. And you now, what do you use to wash them with? What's the cloth?
Dishcloth.
Okay. Would you call it dishcloth?
Yeah.
Would you call it anything else? Like a dish rag?
Dish rag. A dishcloth or dish rag.
What do you usually call it?
Dish rag.
All right. And now what about...